Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. When confused about the markets and you don't know whether to keep holding stocks, buy more at lower prices, or sell off some holdings, we can look at some historical indicators to give us a handle on what other investors may be thinking. After all, what others are thinking will have an effect on the markets, because when investors are thinking bad things, they push the sell button. When they do that, stocks can fall. The reason why markets move can be summed up in one simple statement that a broker once told me way back in the 80s when a stock holding of mine kept falling despite good news on the stock. I had asked him why the stock was cratering, and he simply said, "There are more sellers than buyers, Mark." Simple as it was, that statement stuck in my head from then on. There are many reasons that one might want to buy a stock or sell a stock, but the reason stocks move in the end have only one simple reason. There are more people on the buy side of the boat than on the sell side, or more people on the sell side than the buy side. Although some analysts are more successful than others when it comes to forecasting market direction, the simple fact is no one can forecast market direction at any time with 100% certainty. Instead of looking for some market guru who claims to do the impossible, we can instead look at what has happened over previous market routes and hopefully gain some insight as to at least have a chance of making a better decision on whether to buy or sell some of our holdings. Company insiders like the VPs and CEOs of publicly traded companies can buy or sell their own company stock, and this type of information is made public in a variety of disclosures and reports. When company insiders are selling more of their company stock than they are buying, it could be an indicator that their confidence in either their company or the market in general is waning. When they are buying more than they are selling, it could instead be a positive sign of things to come. In the past few months, some notables of a variety of companies have been dumping stock. Executives in popular stocks like JP Morgan, Palantir Technologies, Tempest AI, and MicroStrategy have sold millions of dollars worth of shares. Although the ratio of sellers to buyers is beginning to edge down in the last few weeks, there are still more insiders selling than buying. Another indication some Wall Street analysts might look at is what is called the Warren Buffett indicator. Buffett is the founder of Berkshire Hathaway, which was started in 1965 and has compounded capital at about 20% per year on average. Over six decades, that figure beats the performance of the S&P 500 stock market by an eye-popping 120 times. Berkshire Hathaway is a holding company which buys and sells stocks in many popular companies like Apple, Duracell, See's Candy, Dairy Queen, Fruit of the Loom, and many more. As a result of its buys and sells of stock, at times Berkshire has a lot of cash on hand, and at times it is more fully invested in stocks. Right now, Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway is sitting on $334 billion in cash, about a third of the company's value. The Buffett indicator is simply the size of the American economy compared against the value of the stock market. As the stock market total value exceeds the size of the American economy, stocks are thought to be more expensive. When the value of the economy rises in relation to the value of our stock market, stocks are said to be cheaper. In 2000, right before the dot-com crash, the value of the stock market was about 150% of the U.S. economy. By the Warren Buffett indicator, this warned us that in general, stocks were expensive. Stocks eventually crashed shortly thereafter. Right now, the stock market value sits at about 190% of the U.S. economy. That market value was briefly at 200% of the U.S. economy a few weeks back. That is the highest it's ever been going back to 1971. It may have indicated when this crash was coming that we're seeing now, and indeed, it certainly did. Past performance is never a guarantee of future results, of course. Markets could get stretched even further than they are now, but this recent sell-off in the last month has corrected at least some of those excesses. That said, it could be argued that historically speaking, based on what some Wall Street insiders are doing with their own money, it also might be prudent to exercise a little bit more caution going forward until things settle down a little bit more. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. And that does it for today's Money Matters. This newscast is not a recommendation to buy or sell anything. It is not the opinion of any registered investment advisor or investment firm, nor bank, nor this radio station, its staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors 1979 and California insurance license OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cooper.
Yeah, absolutely.
I certainly was in the right.
I guess it was cruising for bruising.